this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. All of my life, I have heard some preacher or Bible teacher say this one phrase, God's love never fails. Well, even at Sugar Hill Church, we regularly sing that song where your love never fails. But you know, that is a big statement. What if we were to decide this is why love never fails? The Lord's covenant law is completed by his covenant of love at one time with the nation of Israel, his people, and now with his church, the bride of Christ. We are united with Jesus in the bonds of love forever. That's what separates this faith system from everybody else. Yes, there are those who fall in love with Jesus and stand at the altar of trust and vow to remain faithful until death brings them into some eternal oneness with their Lord, which is awesome. Our fidelity of faith is evidence of our genuine love and commitment to the divine. His covenant of love literally compels us to be loved and to love. This is why the definition of God is love and why the definition of love is God. In the book of the Revelation, in the 15th chapter in verse 5, the scripture says, "After this I looked, and I saw in heaven the temple," that is, the tabernacle of the covenant law, "and it was opened." So you say, well, what is that? What does that have to do with this is why love never fails? Because in eternity, the covenant law of love will be opened. You see, when Jesus makes a promise, he has proven to honor that promise without the recognition that we may not fulfill our end of the deal. There are no contingencies in the covenant of love. That's why it is a covenant, not a contract. A contract assumes that if you do X, I will do Y. A covenant says God will always do his part, even knowing that we can't and we won't deliver on our part. We are loved by God unconditionally, even when we fail to reciprocate his love. You see, though the Lord's love is jealous, he wants our heart, he wants all of us, he doesn't jettison us from his presence when we ignore him. We might drift away from him with our unwise decisions, but his love is available to bring us back to the security and, watch this, the serenity of his presence. This is where peace and love come together, a peace that passes all understanding and a love that never fails. Jesus and his covenant of love to his forgiven bride, the church, keeps us humble and keeps us grateful. When we are humble and we are grateful simultaneously, we make God-like decisions and we improve every relationship we're in, especially our family. You see, because of his great love for us, we long to love and obey Jesus. This is why when we read in the Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, when we obey his commandments and listen to his teachings and remember them in our heart, we will have a long life and be satisfied in it. Well, in Nehemiah, in verse 5 of chapter 1, the scripture says, "Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments." This is saturating scriptural from Genesis all the way to maps. We love the Lord because he first loved us. We pursue Jesus because he first pursued us. We serve the Lord because he first served us. We remain faithful to the Lord because he remains faithful to us. You see, everything is dependent on the divine, and the divine has never missed a promise. He has never broken a covenant. It is a divine gift that provides what we need most with what he specializes in giving us. Our greatest need is to be loved by a heavenly daddy. Jesus's covenant of love grows love in our heart. This is why the definition of God is love. Can you see how that works? God's covenant of love is not to be taken for granted. It is not an emotional acknowledgement that we act on only when our feelings cooperate with it. No, when we entered into a covenant with Jesus, we committed to Jesus and to all he represents: love, obedience, generosity, holiness, service, worship, prayer, scripture, mercy, grace. I could go on: forgiveness, evangelism, discipleship, and his church, the bride. Since he keeps his covenant of love, we are his bride, the bride who loves and cherishes and obeys. So if we were to wrap this segment up, why is it that love never fails? Listen to what 1 John 4:16 says. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. So my friend, let your prayer today sound a little bit like this. Heavenly Daddy, thank you for your covenant of love that you will never break. It always invites me to be loved by you and compels me to love you and others best. Lord, would you give me that heart and that passion today, knowing your love never, ever fails. God bless you, my friend. I look forward to seeing you at Sugar Hill Church for our services at 9:30 and 11 a.m. on Sundays. And of course, we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. See you soon.